Welcome to Teachers Talking. My name is Charlotte.
And I'm Christine.
And today we'll be talking about the process of starting your own podcast.
Yeah, so I think the first step would be to select a topic, choose something you want to talk about. And once you've done that, you'll have to do some research on it, which also means that you have to make sure the information you collect and the information you're sharing with everyone is accurate. You don't want to end up spreading misinformation. Once you've done that, the next step would probably be to pick a podcast style.
You could either start with an interview and go about it that way, which would include then an interviewer and an interviewee who would bring in their unique experience. Then you could either decide to make it a story podcast. You know, it could be about a book or a real event and could describe the happenings of a story. You could also decide to go and create an information report, which could include things around news or things happening in the world. You could incorporate a more conversational and a casual type of podcast. Just be mindful that sometimes less research goes into these types of podcasts.
Yeah, these are all big decisions you need to make to start your podcast. And once you've done all of that, you'll move on to planning and rehearsing. When you plan, it means that you have to script write. Your script writing will act as a guide that organizes your thoughts, and it also helps you ensure that you talk about what you want to mention, and it helps the conversation flow more naturally. Of course, a conversational podcast might require a script that's more lenient and perhaps more vague, and you have to make sure you get some practice in. Think about how you will speak, think about the way you will be talking about things.
Yeah, once you feel like you have enough practice under your belt, you can then go and record. So to ensure the quality of the recording for your podcast, you'll have to find a quiet space in which you'll record your podcast. Also, this recording can either be done with a phone, a device, or a special recording device.
After recording everything, what follows that would be editing, so it will give you an opportunity to refine your work by getting rid of your mistakes, adding sound effects, removing silences, and even adjusting inconsistent audio levels. Spotify Podcasts, Audacity, and GarageBand are all tools that can be useful for this step.
So these apps and platforms can also be used and taken into account for the publishing part. So for publishing purposes, think about a title you'd want to name your podcast and design an illustration maybe for your podcast. This was Teachers Talking, hosted by Charlotte
and Christine.
Happy teaching!